For trustees, State College of Florida, Manatee, Sarasota, to, we're in regular session, September 24, 2024, 5:30 p.m. Dr. Nielsen, would you give our invocation and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Heavenly Father, may we gather for this meeting with open minds and generous hearts, prepared to serve the best interests of this vibrant community college. May our discussions be guided by wisdom, our decisions by foresight, and our actions by a shared commitment to education, opportunity, and progress. In your name we pray.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Before public comment, I wanted to welcome Trustee Reiner. Thank you very much for agreeing to be a trustee and having the governor appoint you. So it's a welcome addition. We were getting a little bit light in our trustees, so it's going to be hard to make quorum. Mr. Prouty, do we have public comment?
We do have public comment this evening. We have three individuals signed up for public comment. Just as a reminder to the folks who are making public comment, please state your name and your address prior to your comments. Thank you.
All right, Linda?
I come all the way up.
All the way up.
I got a booming voice. I don't need the microphone.
It's not.
Good.
My name is Linda McHagg. My address is 9822 Carnoustie Place, Bradenton, 34211. I started my second year teaching accounting courses here at FCF. My educational background focuses on accounting and finance. I have my bachelor's degree in accounting, my MBA in finance, and my doctorate degree in accounting. I also have my CPA license, although it's currently inactive. I am here today because I understand you'll be voting on the transfer of $8.3 million from Fund 1, the unrestricted cash account, to Fund 7, the unextended cash funds. As of June 30th, 2024, Fund 1 held a balance of approximately $25.6 million. If the proposed transfer is approved, this will leave about $17.3 million in unrestricted accounts. I'd like to draw your attention to the administration's current proposal of offering faculty two $1,000 bonuses, and that's to roughly 100 faculty, for a total of $200,000, instead of providing a 5% base increase. While the bonuses are appreciated, they do not contribute to the long-term increase in our base pay, which would provide more lasting financial security for faculty members. I have compiled a document outlining the current salaries of the 100 faculty members at SCF, along with the projected cost of providing a 5% salary increase. Anybody's welcome to grab one. The total cost of this increase would be approximately $302,000. Since the administration has already allocated $200,000 for bonus payments, only an additional $102,000 is needed to cover the salary increase. In reviewing the 24-25 operating budget, which you approved in June, I found that unrestricted funds in Fund 1 are allocated for a wide range of expenses, including salaries, materials, supplies, utilities, phone service, postage, etc. Given the discretionary nature of these funds, I respectfully request the additional $102,000 from Fund 1 be allocated to provide, meaning to provide faculty with a 5% increase in the base salary. This approach would ensure a lasting, meaningful adjustment to faculty compensation. When I negotiate a capital expenditure with my husband, I know he'll expect me to provide a solid rationale to support my request. In the same way, I would be remiss if I didn't offer you the same level of justification. First, SCF's liquidity and solvency ratios demonstrate that the institution is in a strong financial position and is well equipped to meet its obligations. The fiscal year 23-24 current ratio was 5.96, meaning the institution has $5.96 in current assets for every dollar of current liabilities. This represents an improvement from the previous year's ratio of 5.25. Solvency ratio for current year was 23%, indicating 23% of SCF's assets were financed through borrowing. This marks an increase.
I know, you were so close.
So close.
Thank you, Linda.
You bet.
Colleen?
Thank you.
Colleen, please state your name and address for the record.
My name's Colleen Page, and my address is 6960 White Willow Court, Sarasota, 34243. I want to ask you all a question, everybody in this room. Do you take care of your family? I know I do, every day. It never stops. It never hesitates. Taking care of family is not easy, is it? It takes decision-making, effort, sacrifice, and love. Who's our family at SCO? Students, faculty, administration, and the Board of Trustees. Students are here to learn. Faculty's here to teach and share their expertise. Administration is here to lead. And our Board of Trustees are here to guide and decide. The future of our SCF family is now. I ask you, our board members here today, to guide SCF to a successful future and to take care of every member of our family. Promote a culture of family on this campus. Restore faculty salary steps that were ripped away from us. Provide a living wage for faculty. We are the very foundation of this college. How can we, as a family, continue to grow if we cannot take care of everyone in our family? Take care of salaries long neglected and patched with non-recurring bonuses. Ask yourself, how did we get here? Examine your own answers. Big bonuses on this campus did not go to faculty. Faculty on this campus, members of our own family, did nothing to deserve to be shut out and left with scraps. I trust you will all examine the situation with new eyes as you are presented with a new budget this evening and see there is precious little offered for faculty. We faculty members appeal to your generous hearts. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Colleen. Jennifer.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Beeslin, and my address is 3621 Avenida Madeira, Bradenton, Florida, 34210. Okay, so, hi again. Getting used to seeing me here, our new board members, welcome. I am Jennifer Beeslin. I am not only a speech faculty member here for going into my 18th year, I am also the union president of our chapter. At our last bargaining session, I just want to let you all know you're all welcome to come. Bargaining is open to the public, so anyone can go, board members, community members, staff, faculty. At our last session, the bargaining team were left very demoralized, very, very disappointed, specifically with compensation, in which we proposed a 5% salary increase to the base for faculty that's reoccurring. And I asked a question, and I asked Julie that question. I said, so are you saying there's no money in the budget? And she said, I'm saying there's no money in the budget, but I asked the wrong question. The question that I should have asked is, can we make an amendment to the budget to fund faculty raises? And I think the answer to that would have been yes. As we can see tonight, there is a budget amendment in the millions, millions of dollars. It's not going to people except for, I think, what is it, $2 million? That is proposed for health insurance, but it's going to buildings and roofs and things and not people. About 5 years ago, we won awards of excellence based on, I think it was silver, a couple of different years. It was upward of around $750,000 that faculty were kept out of, and that was on our backs. It was mostly on our backs. And I got a big stack when Matt Thomas left, when he resigned from the college. He was the former union president, a big stack of the awards and who nominated who and how much money they got. 10,000 here, this administrator nominated that administrator. They got 10,000 once, 10,000 twice, 7,500, 5,000. I think when all was said and done, faculty got a little bit less than $400.
So when I say it's demoralizing, it hurts. It does. It hurts. So fast forward to today, and again, the bonus is wonderful, but that's not a commitment. A bonus is not a commitment. A commitment is 5% to the base. That makes a difference in retirement. That makes a difference for people with families, people trying to make rent, make it, barely scraping by. We've done a survey before. We have people that are on Medicaid. We have people that also go to the food bank so that they can get food on the table. Yes, these are faculty members. Just talk to us. I hope that you will reconsider when you are looking at our salary increase and really reconsider and make the commitment that we as faculty have made to our students and to this institution, and I ask that you make your commitment to us.
Thank you. At this point in our agenda, I'm going to turn it over to President Gregory for our required organizational meeting.
Thank you, Chairman. The organizational meeting is now open. The purpose of the meeting is to seek nominations. First, I'll ask for a nomination for the position of chairperson for the time period beginning September 2024.
I nominate Rod Thompson.
Any other nominations for chair? All right. Any second? Thank you.
Second, Rod.
And a second for Rod Thompson. All right. Seeing no further nominations, nominations are closed. I would say without objection, but just to make it very clear for record keeping purposes, all in favor of Rod Thompson for chairman for this coming year, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? None?
We're
going
to tell him this is what happens when he misses the meeting, right?
That's right. He should have been here. And then same thing, nominations for position of vice chair on the Board of Trustees, same time period beginning September 2024.
I nominate Michael Fuller just because he looks so good in that chair.
You look pretty good over there.
I second that.
Yeah. And he second that. Any other nominations? All right, I will say nominations are closed. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, congratulations, sir, for continuing as vice chair. With that, I'll declare the organizational meeting is closed and officially turn it back over to you.
Thank you, President Gregory. Dr. Hale, next up with our SEF mission statement annual review.
Yes, sir. So one of the items we do annually, and we're not going to do this each year after the close of the business meeting, so it's our first order of business, is to review the mission. Our current mission is the State College of Florida, Manatee, Sarasota, guided by measurable standards and institutional excellence, provides engaging and accessible learning environments that result in student success and community prosperity. So as we review this mission, we could have two potential outcomes that we could do. We could have the board vote to approve the mission as it is currently written, or we could vote to consider revisions to the mission. And I just want to put in here that we will, kind of as a formal part of strategic planning, be doing that intentionally, considering revisions. You could consider them now, but that is part of our process as we go through strategic planning, which will happen during the 25-26 Act.
Any discussion on that?
I move to approve the mission.
Okay.
Second.
Have a first and a second. Any other discussion?
Seeing as how this is my first meeting,
yes.
I am not one to all of a sudden change the mission of an organization. I just like the idea that there is going to be an environmental scan done and a reconsideration of the objectives of the college. So I, too, would like to approve the mission with the acknowledgement that I would be very interested to see what recommendations are presented in the coming year.
Thank you. Any other discussions? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, like sign. The vote carries unanimous. Thank you, Dr. Hale. Next on our agenda is turning it over to President Gregory for his report.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Just a few things to note. One is that we hear the faculty, we hear the concerns of those that presented today. They're not wrong. We have work to do in terms of compensation for the faculty. You know, we've seen presentations on comparing their salaries to cost of living increases over the last 20 years. We know we have work to do here. But of course, looking at the budget, we also have discussed the difference between funding that is we only have this year and as a result of, not as a result of legislative recurring funding, but a lot of one-time funding that we can't use for recurring changes to base salaries across the entire campus. But it leads me to a slide that I've created that is on all of your desk, and it shows sort of graphically the challenge that we have and the gap that once we fill will allow us to address this issue. And what this chart represents is a comparison of the State College of Florida here to Pasco Hernando, Polk State, and Pensacola. And when you look at those three colleges compared to ours, and we pick those intentionally, you've seen this before, we compare ourselves to them because they are very similar in numbers and full-time enrollment, and very similar in graduates each year. And we are funded approximately $33 million a year recurring. Pasco Hernando and Polk State are both at $50 million. And Pensacola, which is admittedly a little bit larger, is at $62 million. And all you have to do is run the numbers to figure out we should be at approximately 50 or 51 million a year. So we've got a big ask here. It'll take all of us working together, faculty included, to make sure that we ask for and obtain. It's going to take us several years probably to get there. It's not a one-year fix. We can't go to Tallahassee and get 17 million in the very first year, but we're going to be asking for 17 or 18 million. By the way, on top of the 2.5 million that we've had to allocate to cover us for the next couple of years for the unexpected additional healthcare costs that we have. So we're hoping to close that gap. We're hoping to use a significant percentage of that for faculty salary increases. And, you know, really this is job one for me moving forward in terms of fundraising for the college. Beyond that, I've also provided the trustees and everyone just a list of sort of what I've been doing and other members of the college have been doing in contact with the local community. And you also have before you an information update from Associate Vice President of Collegiate Schools, Kelly Minot. You've got that on your desk as well. And it's my first meeting. I am thrilled to be here. I was happy to be here, of course, after my selection, and I'm very happy to be here. I know we have challenges ahead of us. We have a good team in place, and we have great, great faculty. You know, I sat in Dr. McKeague's class just a few days ago. She lost me about 15 minutes into the class on the numbers that she was presenting, but she's good. And I know that's across the board. You've heard me talk about Colleen Page and the impact that she had on my boys and my family personally. So we have great faculty and professors. And, you know, if this were the Air Force, they are the pilots. They are the tip of the spear for us. They are accomplishing the mission. Said another way, they are our product. And we all work together. When we talk about State College of Florida, it's the faculty. They're the ones changing people's lives. And that's our job, too, right, to change those students' lives and ensure they graduate and pursue their dreams. So moving forward, you're going to hear me talk a lot about faculty and things that we can do both financially as we receive these additional recurring funds and things that are not a financial impact, but show them that respect and appreciation they deserve. So stand by for more on that, but in the coming months and years, we're going to do those things because together, supporting those pilots at the tip of the spear, we're going to graduate more and more students from State College of Florida. Back to you.
Thank you, President Gregory. Next item on our agenda is the Consent Agenda A. This is approval of non-financial items. Is there any item that needs to be pulled from that? Okay, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion for approval.
So moved.
Second.
All right, I have a first and a second. Any other discussion? All right, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Mission, or the approval carries unanimous. Next is approval of financial consent agenda items, consent agenda B. Is there any item that needs to be pulled from that?
Can we pull exhibit R, please, for questions?
Exhibit
R.
Exhibit O for me, please.
Okay, so exhibit O and exhibit R.
Question.
Yes, trustee Miller.
Are we trying to take these as a whole, or are we going to take them one by one?
Well, we're going to vote on the items other than O and R, and then we will come back to those.
I propose that we vote separately on all the exhibits.
Well, it's a consent agenda.
Oh,
so if there's an item that you have a
concern
with, we'll pull it.
Okay. One goes with all.
Okay, so no other item to pull.
The budget amendment, then, yes, you have to ask about that.
Don't have to.
Okay, so for the consent agenda items, financial consent agenda items, which is number 8 on our agenda this evening, we are pulling O and R. With those two exhibits pulled, do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a first and a second. Any other discussion on those items? Okay, hearing none, please give a like sign, aye, if you approve.
Aye.
Like sign for disapprove.
Aye.
Okay, which item do you want to pull?
You can pull them all, I don't care.
Okay. The motion passes. We will go back to Exhibit O, page 64. Trustee Goodson?
Julie, I need some help with this. You talked about the financial statements on page 59 and 61. On the lower division, on the revenue side of things, I realize this is just one of our funds. That's much broader. But all I'm looking at is one of our funds, and I can't talk about other things. The support from the local government, state government, federal government, student fees, other fees, et cetera. Is this all the money that these entities are giving us? Is this all listed here? So all the money that the state and federal government give us goes right here.
For correct? Operating funds for the lower level. That's right here.
Okay. This is showing a approximately $900,000 deficit, I guess you'd call it. I realize this is just one fund again. But $800,000 is significant off of the lower division. Flipping the page to the upper division, we gain about $300,000 cost on those numbers. What I don't see here, though, is a breakout. This is from operation of those. This fund, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. My concern is the makeup of this $500,000. It comes from where?
So, if I may, it's not a loss. You recall at the beginning of the year, we budgeted more expense than revenue because we had some non-recurring money available to us, and so we're within our budget, and it is, in fact, not a loss. It's because we spent some one-time money on one-time things.
Yeah, but we budgeted a negative number.
We did budget a negative number because we had the revenue, the cash in the bank to spend.
Okay. What I don't see, and I don't even see when I see the audit books at the end of the year, For instance, how much does Venice cost us? Or Memphis? And I know you don't know the answer to that, but if I'm opening up a new campus somewhere, like
Paris,
and I want to know if a new campus, I know that we're making money as a whole, but if I want to know what Venice is doing to us one way or another, how do I find that? Do we have any way of knowing that?
We can look and try to put that together for you, one of the things.
I don't want to ask you that extra labor. I'm just trying to say, when I move out to Parrish, can I afford to pay the bills?
So we pay the bills by campus for the most part. That is not necessarily include IT, telephones. Those are campus, or those are college-wide. But we can try to divvy it up and get you an answer as well. If you'd like to see Venice, I'm happy to do that.
Do we have a proposed budget for Parrish? I thought we saw one before we...
Well, we have a proposed budget on building the building. And
but I thought we had a proposed operating, too.
Operating is a different course of a different color. Yeah. So about $600,000. And I understand that we have rental properties out there that will be exploited, that sort of thing.
Well, and I'm looking optimistically toward the success of this ask to help us with Parrish and faculty salaries and other things.
All right. Yeah, I guess I would. Okay. Now, Lakewood Ranch, that's
we can do that here.
We can do that here, right?
Yeah, it's us. We can do that as well. Well, that's...
That's just basically the nursing school.
Well, I'm going to say operation.
I don't know. Still, we have two major buildings out there.
Yes.
So I imagine the percentages are much higher out there than it would be at Dennis or Fellowship because it's Dennis or something. Page 56, last paragraph of your statement here. We gave 106%. Over our budget for salaries and personnel costs. How much money did that give to our faculty? Have any idea of the gross number?
Well, it's not an increase to the faculty. It was adding faculty for programs for which we got grants. So, Dr. Fritch and his team brought in grant money and we paid new faculty positions.
The new money wasn't budgeted because we didn't have it.
That's right.
Thank you. That's all, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Trustee Goodson. Is there any other discussion about Exhibit O? I'd like to entertain a motion to approve it.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. All right, Exhibit R.
My question was the 5% required minimum reserve of $4.2 million. I know that's required.
Yes, ma'am.
And we have no say over that. My question was, I had a couple questions. On the page 72 then, I see the operating expenditures in line 6, where we have another reserve for future use of $4.1 million. So I was, is it the same 5% or is it?
It is.
Oh, okay.
By the state's required form, it had to be split differently, but it's the same dollar amount in total.
Okay, so that is the 5%.
Yeah, what I was trying to do here was explain what it was and then put the state form on the second.
And then my other question was, I see that we did $3 million for our insurance deductible, which is never fun to have to spend. But I was curious, did we get reimbursed all that we are due from the insurance company?
So we're reimbursed all but $500,000 right now from the Hurricane Ian. And there's some discussion with FEMA about whether that $500,000 will be reimbursed. Because they're considering our insurance consortium, the colleges that band together and buy insurance, has an insurance company, and they're, I'll say squaw. They're talking about that with us. Now, the college drew down that $500,000 from the insurance consortium, so it's not paying to us, but over a long haul, it will be to the entire college system. We're trying to collect it.
Okay.
It's slow.
And FEMA is playing the who wants to pay first game?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay. All right, yeah, those were my two questions.
Okay, any other discussion or questions around Exhibit R? I'd like to entertain a motion for approval of Exhibit R.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, like sign. Motion carries unanimous. Thank you. All right, we're not going to call on Ms. Jakeway for the exhibit only.
Thank you.
Trustee Thompson usually does, yes. Now we're going to turn over to Chris Wellman.
You'll find my board memo on the Building 1 roof replacement. This is a project that the board previously approved. It is part of the $8.2 million deferred maintenance money we got from the state for under the Higher Education Emergency Relief Act. It's huge for us. So we got the $6 million CARES money that addressed deferred maintenance, and we got the $8.2 million. And that $8.2 million had to be committed by the end of this calendar year, and this is the last piece of that, so this is huge for us. So the $6 million plus the $8.2 million going towards deferred maintenance. 2015, our deferred maintenance funding stopped, which was what they called the sum of your digits. So our funding from the state to address decrepit equipment, roofs, building envelope ceased to exist. So that $6 million and the $8.2 million we just got was a lifesaver for us. And as a building official who's responsible for life safety, indoor air quality, it was huge for us. Otherwise, we would have no money, just a side note there. So for implementation of this roof replacement, we're looking to use the Omnia Cooperative Purchasing Agreement. It's a contract mechanism approved by the Florida Department of Management Services. They competitively went out, got unit pricing for roofing services and goods, evaluated by the DMS, and approved to be used in the state of Florida. So we're looking to use the Garland Company, who's one of the approved vendors for that contract. So they've gone out, they bid out the subcontractor work, using their pre-qualified local roofing installers. And we have been turned around, we evaluated the subcontractor pricing, the general conditions, similar to what we do with our CMs. We looked at the total price, compared it to the Omnia competitive pricing that the DMS approved, and we're about 10% less than that. So based on our evaluation, we find the pricing to be fair and reasonable. So based on that, we are looking to contract with the Garland Company for $574,984.11.
All right. I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the contract approval.
Chris, just one quick question. You said that in a prior meeting we voted to approve this particular project or approved the $8.2 million. Which, did we already approve
it? So Under the $8.2 million, there were six projects.
This is one of the six?
This is one of them.
That we approved? And then this is what's come up with the budget for it?
This is the final contract, yeah.
Are we allowed to ask questions without a motion?
Sure.
Okay. Two things. One, have we ever used the Garland Company before? Is this the first time that I've seen the name?
Not in my life here, but in a prior life, yes.
Where are they based out of?
They're quite large, national, but this group is out of Tampa.
Okay. And then Omnia Cooperative, is this the first time we're using them?
No, I believe we, for construction, yes. We've used Omnia for some life safety systems and some other facility purchases.
Do they charge a fee for any of their services?
The prior one or this?
Well, Omnia to go out and do the work for us.
Yeah, so they're under their general conditions, they're going to provide the supervision, their overhead, their fee, their markup is all rolled into that general condition.
So it's going to be in the 574?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
On this $8.2 million CARES money, would any of that be used for salaries?
No, sir, it was for the third minute, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
All right, any other questions, Mr. Wellman? Okay, I'd like to entertain motion for approval of the contract.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All right, any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All right, carried unanimous. All right, Mr. Wellman, next up.
Okay, the last item I've got is approval of increasing our continuing contract dollar threshold. So the governor approved House Bill 149, which basically increases the dollar threshold for individual projects that we implement under the Consultant Competitive Negotiation Act. And that includes our four on-call architects and our four on-call construction management firms. It basically increases the individual project threshold from $4 million to $7.5 million. And then the DMS evaluated on an annual basis. They adjust it based on CPI, either up or down based on what the market's doing. So I'm requesting board approval to increase our allowable individual project dollar threshold from the $7.5 million. And then up or down based on our DMS calculations based on CPI. The board will continue to approve every project over $150,000. It will approve every construction contract over $325,000. So that will all stay transparent.
Questions, Mr. Wellman? I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the continuing contract amounts from $4 million to $7.5 million.
So moved.
Second.
A first and a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, like sign. Bill, that the approval is passed. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Back to you, President Gregory.
Thank you, Chair. You're seeing the President's goals here on pages 78 and 79 in your book a little later than you normally would, clearly due to the transition from Dr. Popsfeld to me. These are goals that we worked on back in May and June, but since I wasn't here yet, we thought best to implement it after I'm here. So there's eight goals outlined here. Entertain questions on any of them if you want to go into any detailed discussions. Anybody?
Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
I had a couple of questions and one recommendation. The number three is the recommendation to increase the enrollment by 1%. That number just seemed low to me. I know it fluctuates over time. So if we might recommend to be more like 2%, and then what date would that percentage be based off of? Because I know it fluctuates spring, fall, things like that. So maybe specify that as well.
if we can do that. I'm certainly, I think you will find no resistance to moving it to two. We can do that now. You know, at the time that we met to put this together, you know, and thinking back over previous years, one can be very aggressive. But thanks probably in part, no doubt in part, to, you know, faculty and reputation of this college, enrollment's increasing. It's particularly increasing in dual enrollment. We've developed quite a reputation for dual enrollment around all the campuses, so I think two is a reasonable goal, and hopefully we're going to achieve much higher than that.
And just to be fair, it's all enrollment of all programs, not just a specific one. I feel like we should just clarify that a little bit better on the in language.
College-wide?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you do talk about that includes, you know, non-traditional stop-out students and student parents, which are fantastic. I think that would be great. But I think the 1% you're asking, or 2% really, is college-wide, not just on those.
Got it.
And then on number 7, just to clarify a little bit more of when you talk about, we'll just demonstrate growth in at least two of these programs. I don't think we can do that now, because I know number 1 is your environmental scan to find out what programs need to grow and what programs need to be added. But maybe in the future, can we amend this to be specific so that it all kind of ties together? Just the thought, or because these two programs just was a little generic to me.
I think that's a great point. And you know, going forward and into next year, as we're looking at setting goals, I'll share with you that I think that we should really focus more on our graduation rate. And I think if we focus on graduation rate and it builds a reputation, the other goals will follow. I know we'll still want specificity, and we're going to track it for a variety of reasons in the evaluation of the college, but I agree. We need some more specificity here, and I think tying these closer to graduation rate, which of course is the number 1 goal of the college. It's all about student success, so I'm going to try to more closely tie those together.
Any other questions for President Gregory?
I did have just one question.
Yes.
On the note of graduation rate, kind of taking it one step further, which is plans post-graduation, which can be a huge incentive to enrollment to see that there is fruit to be had from this degree. So I'm not certain where that would fall, whether it's number 3 or number 7 or a different number, but some sort of focus on the so what of the graduation.
I mean, job placement, advanced degree, higher institute, you know.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Earning potential, like, yeah.
Great. I think that's a great point, and we'll tie that into Trustee Collins' point of focusing on graduation rate, student success, really, mm-hmm. and all those ways that we can measure it.
Right, and maybe just, and perhaps it already is, but just defining what is student success. Is it just graduation? Is it graduation with a job placement?
Right, and sometimes you'll have student success because they, I hesitate to say this, but they may view it as success if they get a high-paying job before they finish their degree. That's not our goal, but we should measure it.
Thank you. Any other questions? All right, is there any old business to come before the board? Any new business?
I have one thing that I want to get on a new business. I'm going to ask Mr. Jackway if I can. Next year I'll be asking the president, but he's too new to ask. Now that you've had a chance to look at the year-end figures and the obligations of this facility, of this college, is it to your best of your knowledge, are we in compliance with all governmental regulations and the laws?
Yes.
Please let the record reflect that the question was asked and answered in the affirmative. Thank you.
Thank you, Trustee Goodson. Under new business, I would like to ask Cassandra Holmes to give us a brief update. the foundation.
I would like to open up by saying thank you to everyone in this room, employees, give. We have 100% participation from all of our trustee board members, as well as our foundation board members in giving, and that is a very attractive statistic for our grant-making line of business, as well as other opportunities when we're trying to raise money for capital projects. Our fundraising achievement as of September 23rd, our goal was $3 million, and we're at $3.9 million, and we still have a little bit to go. Our year end is September 30th, and then last year we were at $3.5 million at this time, so we're $400,000 over where we were last year. So that was a huge success at our annual meeting, thanks to many of you in this room. In addition to that, we had new officers inducted at the Foundation Board of Directors. Our new president is Laura Cota with the Cota Insurance Group. Our vice president is Jane Esbeck. Our past president is Chris Romine with Northern Trust. And then our new treasurer is Jody Allen, and she's with SunWest Bank. And we also will have a shadowing opportunity. We have one board member that would like to shadow our treasurer position for a year. That's Atticus Frank. And then he would like to move up into the treasurer position in the following year. And of course, I will remain as secretary so that we can order and operate our line of business. We have a new director that onboarded at the foundation at the annual meeting. That is Danielle Gladding. Danielle is with Caldwell Banker Real Estate. She also is an alumna of State College of Florida. She started out many, many years ago in the MCC days, so she's very proud of her history with State College of Florida. If we go to our overall objective, where the board has really been working hard, raising money towards the 10% goal of $4 million for the $40 million project of our phase one of our parish campus. Currently, fundraising achievement for that capital campaign is $1.1 million with $2.9 million remaining to raise. And we would like you to save the date. We have several fundraising events to kick it off is Friday, November the 8th, our annual scholarship luncheon that features our students, and that will be at Michael's on East starting at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. After that, we have the Avenues to the Future, the inauguration dinner. That will be on Friday, February the 7th at State College of Florida Bradenton campus. And then we head into the fall, our last major fundraising event, Evening Under the Stars, with the theme So Happy Together, and that will be Saturday, April the 5th, and starts at 5:30 p.m. Thank you for making higher education possible.
Thank you, Cassandra. I would like to back up to item number 11, a presidential goal. I'd like to ask for a motion to approve it as amended. Item number 3 of the presidential goals, increasing it from 1% to 2%.
So moved.
Yeah, I have a
page 78. Oh.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Just to clarify, you said increasing from 1% to 2%.
Correct.
Yes, I second that.
Okay. Any discussion on that? Like to entertain, signify by saying aye if you approve.
Aye.
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 Same sign, opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Any other new business before the board? Trustee Goodson, final comments?
None.
Trustee Moore?
Welcome to the new Brit to the board. Welcome. And I think we have another person, right? No board member?
That's correct. Just awesome. Out of town. Jamie D. Domenico.
Yeah. I would just like to make a comment that unfortunately I wasn't here at the last board meeting in June. I was out of town, unfortunately, when the budget was passed. So I just wanted to tell the faculty and staff and people that care like I do about the college. I would have opposed the budget because I heard y'all's voices last year, and I would have, I'm just one person, but I appreciate all the work that y'all do for our community, and I'm hopeful that a new administration will bring new light and new opportunities as we move forward in the future. So I just wanted to make those comments clear.
Thank you, Trustee Moore. Trustee Collins?
Welcome back. Thank you. Good to have you.
Trustee Reiner, any comments or observations?
Thank you for the welcome and all that I've already learned from the vice presidents and general counsel today. I know I have much more to learn from you as well as the faculty members and students. I just want to share a couple brief reflections. It's truly an honor for me to serve in this role, certainly to benefit our region, but my father had been a student at Manatee Community College when he returned from Vietnam, and he did not persist. He was not able to complete his degree for a variety of reasons, but he still made it a priority to support my education. And even though I am not an alumna of State College of Florida, it's really, for me, quite full circle to get to come back and do what I can to support you all in that end. And I have a huge heart for your students that are your stop out students, your veteran students. So I really do look forward to learning more about non-traditional students, student parents. And then on the note of salary increases, I have a lot of confidence in President Gregory. If there's someone who knows how to get something done in Tallahassee, I think he is the person who can do it. I know you've already been working hard to do that previously for securing additional dollars for the parish campus, and I have great expectation that you will do that for faculty salaries as well.
Thank you. President Gregory, any final comments for your first meeting?
You know, it's like I said at the beginning, I'm just honored to be in this job. It is a thrill to work at an institution like this one that is entirely focused on others. Every day, everybody that comes to this college, it's an employee, faculty, staff. They keep that in the front of their mind, and I know they do. And what a rewarding place to work, to go and help others pursue their dreams. So I'm thrilled to be here. I love that the trustees are asking tough questions and digging into this information, our financials, our goals. That's great. And the discussion here and from public comment, highly encourage all of that. Transparency is good. It can be difficult, right? It can be tense at times, but it's all good. And then I want to echo the welcome to Trustee Reiner. Thrilled to have you here. Obviously, amazing, impressive. I won't embarrass her and go over her resume.
There's no need to talk about
right here,
me.
But it's an impressive resume, so we're thrilled to have your skills and the skills of all these trustees here. So thank you, everyone.
With that, the meeting is adjourned 6:23.